Last item on the regular agenda, on the consent agenda.
Item 1006, accept the fiscal year 2019 Department of Homeland Security Urban Areas Initiative grant in the amount of $3,118,080 from the Oregon Department of Emergency Management to enhance emergency preparedness through planning, training, and equipping of emergency responders in the Portland urban area.
Who pulled this one, please?
Lightning also.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm Beth Crane. I'm here from the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management if you have any questions about this ordinance.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to say this is a grant that we apply for and we share regionally to make sure that our region is protected in the event of a severe emergency. Nothing new about this one. Other is just like the last one and the one before that.
Thank you.
That's correct.
Thank you for being here in case we had questions.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, good. Anybody who'd like to testify on this, please come on up. State your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes, please.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And as you know, I've never found significant enough strings on any grant that we could afford to say no to it. It was interesting in talking with other people who have done more research into the Oregon Military Department and how they maintain their page on the Oregon.gov website and some of the language that's in use there that I think the values of the city don't exactly line up with. I trust the leadership of the city, if it's not about the Water Bureau not remembering to put parts to their plants. And I look forward to us getting this money and y'all wisely administering it to keep us safe as you, and we have to keep ourselves safe, but you need resources to partner with local resource groups that work on community safety. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Karma. One of the concerns I have with is when we're dealing with the Department of Homeland Security, and this is a kind of a pass-through grant, which I mentioned to Mr. Johnson this morning and asked him his opinion who this was. My main concern is on the Oregon Department or Oregon Military Department, I'm sorry, who they are and what they do. Now, maybe one of the commissioners or the will be able to answer this after my presentation, because normally, I guess where my position is, I'd like to maybe have a discussion with the Oregon Military Department on their position on immigration. I'd like to understand what their thoughts are, what they think about building the wall, how they think the Trump administration is doing on the immigration policies currently. And one of the reasons why I want to do that is I want to understand who really is the Oregon Military Department. Now, through some of my just research on looking at the surface, they also train the Oregon National Guard. They provide training. But maybe you can tell me exactly who they are, how many people are involved in this department, who are the leaders, because I guess in my position, if I have a problem with somebody on some of the immigration issues, and I don't care who they are, I don't want your grant, I don't want anything to do with you until we have a clear understanding of what we're going to do based upon the people involved at the border. I want to make sure we're on the same page. I wouldn't want to receive money from someone like you if we're in total disagreement and I don't like what you're doing. That's my position. It's called resistance. Make a real stand. I don't want your money. And I'm going to make a statement today. It doesn't matter. I don't want to take any of it. So my position, like I've stated, is that I want somebody to explain and put it on record who and what is the Oregon Military Department. This is a pass-through grant, and do we want to take money from them? Thank you for your time.
Thank you. This is an emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Udalee?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
I want to say that I also would prefer not to take money from Homeland Security just because that is an organization that, quite frankly, is a fear-mongering federal entity. Having said that, I am absolutely confident that the money that we use here in Oregon does not go to build a wall, does not go to target immigrants or refugees, does not go for any nefarious purposes other than to make sure that all of us are safe in the event of a big emergency. I vote aye.
Fritz.
We're entitled to this money, and it's taxpayers' money coming back to Oregon. Aye. Before we adjourn, colleagues, I'm going to recognize Commissioner Udalee.
Thank you, Madam President. In accordance with our administrative rules, I make a motion to hold an evening session on November 14th to hear a presentation and resolution on the code change project from 5:30 to 8 o'clock at Self Enhancement, Inc. Because each of the 8 code change committee meetings were held in the community, and out of respect to the process, we'd like to continue to make this discussion available to the public at a time and location that's more convenient than our regular sessions.
Second.
Thank you.
What day is that? Oh.
Thursday, isn't it?
It's a Thursday evening.
It's Thursday.
If I can
ask a question.
5:30 seems really early if we're leaving from downtown. My experience is trying to get to North Portland from downtown. I cannot do in a half-hour time period.
I have a similar constraint, which is how late the evening goes. So, you know, I appreciate it starting at 5:30, so we have a chance to get out at a decent hour. Otherwise, I have to leave early. So competing demands, but it is a Thursday, so we do have the opportunity to leave work a little early to get there.
We do not have a 2 p.m. scheduled either, so.
Yeah, there's no afternoon session.
There's no 2 p.m. schedule.
Yeah.
So that might make it easier to get out of here earlier.
Yeah, we wouldn't have scheduled an evening session if there was an afternoon session on Thursday.
Well, no, but that doesn't mean that my calendar is...
No, it's
right.
The first ordinance I did when I got here in 2009 was to change the code to allow evening meetings, and it's instead of the afternoon meeting that's in the code. It used to be that you could only have an evening meeting on the third Wednesday of the month. And it turned out that there was never anything on the agenda the third evening of the month. So we changed it to allow any Wednesday or Thursday session in lieu of the afternoon session.
Do we need a vote?
I would just say to address Commissioner Fish's concern, I expect that since it is in the community and in the evening, so it's more people will be able to come, and there has been a lot of interest in this project, that we may not be able to get through all the testimony that evening anyway, and it may need to be continued. So we can be fair. I think we can be certain that it will finish at the time that's specified, because I would be very surprised if we get through everybody's testimony. And
it's not an emergency. I think this is really the best we can do.
Previewing the issue, because I don't like people to feel any of us are being disrespectful.
Absolutely.
When we're at a community gathering. Yeah. My tank is pretty dry by 8 o'clock, so.
Yeah, I understand.
Are we taking a vote on this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, please call the roll.
Udalee?
Thank you, colleagues. I vote aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Fritz.
I always vote.
Madam President, can I make one last comment?
Certainly.
First, I want to thank you for doing an outstanding job managing the council today.
Well, I haven't actually voted yet, Commissioner.
Let's come back. Let's do the vote, and then I'll come back.
I always vote yes for evening meetings because I do think it's better when we can allow more people to get there. Although I would have to say, as now getting to be a senior, I've got my first senior discount this weekend. I was so excited. I got $1 off. Izzy's. So that was really great. It is challenging for me, though, to be out in the evening because I can't drive at night, so that will be a very late night for me. So with that, I'm happy to vote aye. Commissioner Fish.
Madam President, I want to thank you for the way you've managed the meeting today. You got us out of here around 11 o'clock, which is a mini record. But I also want to just make the observation that I've had the chance to observe now all my colleagues as president of the council in the mayor's absence chairing a meeting. And it has been my longtime view that well predates this mayor, that the function of the presiding officer should actually be distributed among the council, and the logical place would be the president of the council. Because I think, A, it's a burdensome role, and it prevents the mayor from fully engaging on certain issues. And B is, I think it's good for the public to see each of us in this leadership role. I don't know whether that's something for charter reform down the road, but I have appreciated when the gavel rotates, and I think you also get different perspectives on how to manage meetings, and I think it's good for the body that people get that opportunity. But I want to thank you again for the way you skillfully manage today's meeting.
I think it may be a, thank you for the compliment. I think it may be a charter issue. I would also, it's fortunate that I'm the president of the council this time, because it means that my successor will not be president the first day in office, as Commissioner Hugh Daly had to be. I would just urge those of you who will be continuing on this August body to deviate. It's only a council policy that we rotate strictly in order. And if that were to happen again, it was difficult, because I didn't want to be disrespectful and think, well, she can't do that, because you did a magnificent job of it. But I think it was a...
You did all right. It was intimidating.
It was really stressful. Yeah. So,
on day one, I just couldn't have imagined.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't have to assume
the reins, but
we had some big things come up during that 6 months. So,
yeah. So, just all food for thought. Thank you very much, colleagues.
Thank you.
We are adjourned. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, security.
I can't believe